I think I was raised so religious that dabbling in the dark arts is kind of fun.
Don't worry, Matt Costa hasn't started playing death metal, but on his new album, Mobile Chateau, the California singer-songwriter is putting some of his surf folk persona aside in favor of more retro psychedelic sounds. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. There was a time Matt Costa was an aspiring professional skateboarder, but when he broke his leg in his early 20s, he picked up a guitar instead and didn't lose a stride. Matt Costa's first two albums were laid-back folk affairs that seemed to be a lot more about surfing waves than riding sidewalks. Maybe that's because Matt signed to Brushfire Records, which is run by infamous singer-songwriter-surfer Jack Johnson. But Matt's new album, Mobile Chateau, takes a little bit of a turn. Its sound draws from 60s British pop and Laurel Canyon influences, which Matt told FUV's Alisa Alley he first heard about from his uncle.
Yeah, he's the one that got me more schooled on it, at least. Yeah, and kind of opened the door to a lot of the British folk music and a lot of the, you know, 60s Laurel Canyon sort of stuff. Like John Mayall, I mentioned him first because he kind of encompasses both, you know, the California and the British thing. And yeah, from there, you know, a lot of people, like I saw Richard Thompson on the wall in there. So he turned me onto Sandy Denny and Fairport Convention and things. So a lot of that and turned me onto Donovan, even before Bob Dylan and stuff like that. So I started getting into that, the British folk before the American folk songs and folk singers. And he had passed away this last year, right before I started recording this record. So it meant a lot to me to do the songs justice. Yeah.
John was a good boy, and John was my friend. But Johnny had a love for magic, just wouldn't end. Johnny's sister saw the same thing, and now she's dead. And now she's dead. She put her hands over her eyes and stared into the sun. And went bump the wall, her fingers.
What'd you get into that you didn't think you liked until you saw some skating?
Well, they use all sorts of, there's all sorts of different kinds of stuff. And that's how I got turned on to the Pixies.
Herbie Hancock.
Yeah, Herbie Hancock, the Pixies. Even some, like hip-hop back in the day, that's how I got into, like, Hieroglyphics and things. Like, or, you know, new...
Souls of Mischief.
Souls of Mischief, yeah. And all
whatever
that
Muska uses.
But all that kind of stuff. And then it's another thing to see it with, to see music and movement together, you know. Sometimes I think of that, too. A lot of times when I'm playing a song or something, I get... out of the feeling of it, I just try to imagine, you know, imagine movement to it.
I met her Monday morning, but Monday evening I had found. She had a reputation as fiery hands gonna push you down. She's got me saying something I never thought that I'd be saying. You're the dark black car that crosses my path. You're the mystic train rolls off the track. It must be a witch craft for you to be someone like that. It must be a witch craft for you to do someone like that.
Matt Costa live with Witchcraft and Johnny's Love of Magic. His new album is Mobile Chateau. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Hear the full session with Matt Costa online anytime at WFUV.org.